the situation in which the universe is found in this era at 2109 years after moment zero, and that the temperature of 3K, the universe, will continue to expand for some time, after which the following cases could happen. If cosmic density is lower than the critical density, then the universe will continue expanding. Otherwise, the expansion will stop because of accelerated contraction. The universe temperature will rise again for billions of years, and the universe will then again go in a granular infinitely state. Starting from the indestructible and inequitable character of the matter, facts on which knowledge given by exact science tell that the beginning of the universe from the present theory doesn't need to be interpreted in the strict sense of the word. The so-called movement zero needs to be understood metaphorically, like a moment in the infinite flow, in the becoming of the universal indestructible matter, without beginning or end, and with which, compared to the infinite, was only referring to our corner of the universe, which man has managed to explore thus far. The energy universe remains untouched and keeps everything that it belongs to it. Long periods of time don't make it bigger, and inch doesn't make it smaller. It will always be that way it is. The energy universe is the sphere of those of whose center is everywhere, and its reach nowhere. The energy universe is presence. It is the creation of energy, valor. It is permanent and coexistent. Weinberg's book shows us how far we are today. The naive cosmetologist of the mythologues, even before 20-30 years ago. Even so, how far we're from the ultimate truth, of which search we cannot refuse, even if we know more and more that the distance between us two will never be over. The last 4 minutes of the universe. According to the Big Bang theory, the universe is in a continual expansion, the proof being the general movement of galaxies, the fact that their speed rises at the same time with the distance it takes them apart, that increases of speeds is always the same, no matter the speed. The question is if the expansion will continue or will stop one day to turn into a contraction. There is a force that opposes expansion, gravitation. Matter attracts matter. The universe is looking to turn on itself. This attraction plays a critical part in its behavior and becoming. If the attraction is strong enough, one day galaxies will stop expanding. Two, today we have enough reasons to believe that no material is forever. More precise, the atoms which stuff are formed will someday disintegrate. How? Atoms are formed of nucleons which are made of quarks. It seems that these quarks aren't stable, that they turn into radiation. It hasn't been proved, but the experiments are in operation and the chances are high. Even if normal atoms aren't stable, they have a long life. They are estimated to hold 1,032 years. Our planet loses in this rhythm approximately 1 gram of matter each 200,000 years, and the sun 20 grams a year. But time passes, and there will be a time after sometimes 132 years when there will be no atoms, so no more solid structures. The produce of this disintegration will end up by an annihilation. They will go back to being light and neutrons. From Romania, best wishes.